Okay, we continue Maseches Adarim. Today's daf is daf Pei Beis. We are in the middle of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to start with Amar Mar. Amar Mar is right in the middle of the Amud. Just one note that I went through very quickly at the end of the shiur, just to repeat a little slower. And that is, and the Gemara is going to come back to it, Shidah Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara lists off a number of nedarim that the woman makes. Some the husband can be mafer, some the husband cannot be mafer, some the husband does not have to be mafer. But one of the ones discussed was if she says that she makes a neder not to make his bed, not to pour the wine, not to wash his face, so then the Tanakhama says he does not need to be made for that, because she's meshubit to him. So she can make a neder about that. So that's why she's meshubit and ain't sorach lahafer. Rabbi Gamliel, though, says yafer. Even in that case, hafar should be done based on the pasuk lo yachel dvaro. He should not be mechalel his word. So what exactly does that mean? So the Ran has two opinions, two days here, what exactly that means. Day number one, the Ran says, it's Dibur Maskel Rabbi Gamliel Omer Yafer. The Ran says right in the middle of the skinny lines of the Ran, Afal Gavdu L'chayel Nidra, Afilu Hachi Tzarech L'hafer, Midirabanan. Day number one is, what is Rabbi Gamliel about? Why does he have to be made for it? She's Meshubit, you're right. It's only Dindirabanan. Midirabanan, Shalot Tekal Bidedarim V'tavar Al Bal Yachel. So dinder rabbanan, according to the pasuk, asmachta bi'alma. Asmachta lo yachel, don't be mechal your word, even though it's not a neder anymore. He does not have to be made for it, really. But still, so that she takes the nedarim seriously, he's made for it. That's one day, number one. Number two, you skip a couple of lines. The Ran says kasha be'inai, he doesn't like this pshat, so he goes to a different pshat. V'nira be'inai, about six lines down. Rabbi Gamliel d'amar yafer dvaro kadarish. No, Rabbi Gamliel is a dindar raisa. Lo yachel dvaro means she shouldn't be mechalel even her word that is not a neder anymore. You're right, it's not, she cannot make such a neder. But she still said something. She still said something, and she shouldn't have her words be mischalel. Dafilu midi de lo mikri neder el dvar ba'alma omar kar de lo yachel. That also is a din d'oraisa, though. It's based on a drasha. Lo yachel divaro. The word davar, the words. So that's the second day of the Ran, that it's really a din d'oraisa. And he continues, if you look down on the second wide line now, l'chora, he's still in the second day. His day of din d'oraisa. The Ran says, afilo hachi lo yachel, the end of the second wide line, k'desha lo yinho kalus rosh b'nedarim gemurim. Still, even though it's just dibur, it's not in there, there's still... He should be mechalal it. He should be made for it. So she's not nohe kalus roach on real nedarim. So again, he's saying that even in the second day. So it's 2 days in the Ran. What lo yachel dvaro means according to Rabbi Gamliel, but according to this pshat of the second day, it sounds like they're both mishum siyag. They're both al tzgzeira. The first day is mamish gzeira drabanan. The second day is, you're right, it's not a real neder, but still lo yachel dvaro means she shouldn't be mechalel her words, even if it's not a neder, so that she takes nedarim seriously. If this is true, how are we reading it? So you have to put this on the list, the second day of the Ran, to put this on the list of a siyag d'oraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel made this into a sugya, so in Lekach Tov in Simen Ches, Rabbi Yosef Engel lists to us 10 to 15 cases where you find the concept of a gzeira / siyag on a daraisa level. Usually that's a drabanan concept. Don't do this because you might come to do that. But there are many examples where Yosef Engel points out that the Torah itself, A, is asur because you might come to B. First example, he quotes the Ran on the first page of Msachim. The Aleph of an Aleph and the Dafi Arif Msachim, the Ran says, why is there a concept that you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house, so you don't come to eat it? It's a siyag daraisa. You don't come to eat it, so that's why you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house. The Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, has an amazing suggestion. You're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, because you might come to eat basar b'chalav. That's also a daraisa. Bishul basar b'chalav. Yet, that is a siyag daraisa. Rashi, the beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin. Daf Yud Ches in Sanhedrin. Rashi quotes, why isn't the Kohen Gadol allowed to follow the mace after it leaves the Beis HaMikdash? Because we don't want him to come to touch the mace. Again, the Mikdash lo yetze a din d'oraisa. He also quotes the, one more source that we'll get back to ours, the Medrash about Tosefa Shabbos. The Medrash says, why do we have a concept of Tosefa Shabbos, which is d'oraisa according to the Gemara, the Pashtus? We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows exactly when Shabbos starts. He has an Tosefa, but we don't know. Right? Doesn't it, so what? It says this is the exact time when you hear the beep. It's gonna be 6 a.m. No, we're not so exact to the milliseconds. We have to be mosif. So again, that's a concept of gzeira on a daraisa level. Again, many other examples. Maybe isura yichud, certain isura yichud are siyag daraisa. But this is another example we could quote. This second day of the Ran, assuming it's daraisa, lo yachel dvaro, and he says on the second wide line, shlo yina kalos hosh b'nedarim gemurim. This is a siyag daraisa. A siyag daraisa. But he contrasted. He said the first one is just a rabbanan, as asmachta bialma versus siyag daraisa. Okay, whenever we speak about asmachta, just to remember the Ritva in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, who says that we should take asmachta seriously. Asmachta doesn't just mean stam a hint and it's meaningless. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin says, what does asmachta mean? Asmachta means that Hashem left room for Chazal to create the din. But of course, Hashem wants this to be the case. And he hinted to the din in the Torah, and it's up to Chazal to find the hint of the Torah. But really, that's a gilu that Hashem really is happy with the din. So asmachta bi'alma, maybe there are different levels of asmachta, but he says, many asmachta you have to take seriously. Shekol ma she'ishlo asmachta min ha'pasuk, he'ir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'ro'i la'asos kein. Hashem says, really, it's fit. Ela shlo kavu chova. Hashem didn't leave it as a chova. Umasru lechachamim. And he gave it to the rabbis to come up with. V'zeh davar barur ve'emes. And this is clear. And he says, v'lo kedivrei hamafarshim ha'asmachtos, shehu kederach simin shenasru chachamim. Don't go like those mafarshim that say, it's just a hint. And this is from the Rambam in Akdamah to the Pirush Mishnayos. Don't say like those. V'lo shekavadas ador lakach. Hashem didn't really mean this. Chas v'shalom. Yishtaka adavar v'lo yomar. He's very emotional about this. He says, don't even suggest such a thing, that a smachta is just stam a hint. Shezu das minusu. That's he's saying the rabbis just made up their own din and then they found a hint in the Torah? No. Hashem meant this. Aval ha-Torah he'ira b'kach u'mas rachiv adavar l'kavul ha-chachamim im yirtzes. If you find it a smachta, so it is something that is a very serious part of Torah Shebaal Peh. Yeah. Right, Shenemar. Okay, Shenemar versus Dechsiv. The Vilna Gaon talks about that in Yoni Purim, actually. But yeah, I don't know if you can be medayik. If we could be medayik between Shenemar and Dechsiv, maybe the Gra can. But what Shenemar you saying sounds more like more an Esmachta rather than Dechsiv. Okay. Let's finish up a point from yesterday. So we're going to relate back to Rabbi Gamliel. Again, remember Gamliel Shita. On some level, may Iker Hadin, you don't need the Hafara, either the Oraisa or Drabanan, but he says you do it anyway. Keep that in the back of our minds. Amar. V'shalosh amesh b'tasi yafer, the Braisa said that if a woman says, Tashash Amita is also to me, yafer, he must be made for that. Mishim tvar b'shim b'dolaveina, because that is something that has to do with the physical relationship between the two. Say, Echidami, what exactly is this neder that he must be made for? Where she says, Tashmish is also to me. So, Ilema da'amr hanas tashmishi alayich. If she says, my tashmish is also on you, husband. So, Lama Liafari, it doesn't have to be made for that. Hamushubedaslai. She's mishubed to him. That's one of the obligations of a husband to a wife and a wife to a husband. So she can't make a neder that her tashmish should be also to her husband. He shouldn't have to be made for that. So that can't be the case that's spoken about in the Braisa. Ella, what must be the case? Ba'omeres hanos tashmish echalai. She said the opposite. Your tashmish is also on me. So that she could say. Ukarav kahana. To Amar of kahana, as Rav kahana says, hanos tashmishi alayich. If she says, my tashmish is usher on you, tough luck. We force her, and the nether is not chal, because she cannot take such a nether. She's b'shubet to him. But if she says the opposite, if she says to her husband, your tashmish is usher on me, so she's focusing on herself. So she can make such a nether, and it's chal. But the Gemara says, therefore, yafer, therefore, he has to be made for that neder. She'ein ma'achilin es ha'adam, davar ha'asr lo. Because we are not ma'achil a person, something that is asr to him. Meaning, now, he is asr to her, so therefore, there's a way to get out of it. So he is made for the neder, therefore, we don't have to give her davar ha'asr lo. If you remember, we had this concept, this came up, you see, earlier, daf tesvav mebeis, the Ron there asked two questions. Number one, we have the Yesod, we had at the beginning of the first parak, and again, and there on daf tesvav, a neder is only chal on a davar sheyesh bo mamish. Remember the difference between a shvua and a neder. A shvua is chal even on a davar sheyesh bo mamish, but it's not chal on a davar mitzvah. A neder is chal even on a davar mitzvah, but it needs a davar sheyesh bo mamish. You can't have a neder chal on nothing. So ask the Ron there, find this works because of the Shibud issue. She could say, your Hana is also to me. It's Chal, but it's not a Davar Sheish B'mamish. So how can it be Chal? That was the Ron's question back on Taf Tezvav Amabes. So the Ron there answered, your right is only Chal Midrabanan. So Din Durabanan. Really, Midrash is not Chal. So Davar Sheish B'mamish. So the Ron there says, Tezvav Amabes, it is an it's a Chal on a Durabanan level, and it's strong enough to be Mafkia Mitzvah Daraisa. It's not only an Eder Durabanan, but still it's powerful enough. Kiva de nidra miyachayel memela pakiluhu hanach mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of Puravu and Tashmish. Dechachamim masdin lakar davar min haTorah b'shev al tasa. Chachamim have that right. They're masa davar min haTorah. So answer number one, the Ron says, it's only Eder Durabanan. That's how you answer the question. The other easy answer that the Gemara gives whenever the Gemara answers this question is, she threw in a davar sheish b'mamish. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says, no, interpreted that it means that ba'omer hanaz gufeich l'tashmishich alai. Your goof is aser le'inyan tashmish to me. So it is a davar sheish b'mamish. And the Rashba there even adds, even if he didn't say it explicitly, we can interpret it as such as long as he mentions the item. The Rashba says, since he mentions the item, she mentions the husband, even though only the anah is mentioned, the iser, since the object is mentioned in the neder itself, so it's good enough to be called a devar sheish b'mamish. Of course, the same applies to the Mishnah that we had back then. Somebody says, yeshivas sukkah alai. So also, is that a davar sheish b'mamish? Sitting is not... Sukkah is davar sheish b'mamish. So, but you only said yeshiva sukkah. That's not a davar sheish b'mamish. So answers the Rashba. As long as you mention the object in the neder, it is good enough. So two answers we have. Don't you need a davar sheish b'mamish? Says the Ron, maybe it's only Durabanan. Says the Rashba, no, because you mentioned the item, it is a davar sheish b'mamish. In the continuation there, the Ron just adds the other point, and that is, how could it be chal anyway? Isn't tashmish a mitzvah and mitzvah slav lahenos nenu? So what do you mean? No hanas tashmish. Mitzvah slav lahenos nenu. So why should it be chal anyway? So what's the answer? The Ron says, according to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the principle doesn't apply when there's physical pleasure that comes along with the mitzvah. Somebody makes a neder not to go into a certain mikvah. So it's a mitzvah to go into a mikvah to become tahar. So the Gemara says, you could go in into the winter, not in the summer. Why? Because in the winter it's a pure mitzvah, so that mitzvah lav lahenos nenu. But if you're schwitzing and it's 100 degrees outside, you get over to the mikvah, I'm doing a mitzvah! No hanah from the cold water! No, you can't say that. Whenever there's physical pleasure that comes along with the mitzvah, then you don't apply the principle of mitzvah lav lahenos nenu. That's based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Ron here says regarding this too. So what? It's a mitzvah to the ona and the puravu is the mitzvah between the husband and the wife. It's physical pleasure also, so therefore you don't apply the principle of mitzvah lav lahenos nenu there. Okay, so that's related to the Ukipta. The Gemara here says, what's the case where she makes a neder about tashmish and it's chal, and the husband has to be mefer, where she says, your hana is also to me. Why should it block a neder? So I think the Gemara says elsewhere that the chachamim were ma'aleim, made stronger the shibud of the husbands, mafkia. So I think that's what the answer would be. Okay, continuing. So now we just relate this brisa. Mantana, who is the author of the following? Hadatanya of the following brisa. Dvar mamutarim vakir minagul bohem iser. Again, a concept that came up earlier. If you have something that's mutter, but the minaga olam, or the minaga of a certain place, I should say specifically, is to consider it usur. I ata rashay lehoga bohem heter kedei levatlon. You can't come and say it's mutter. Again, if something is mutter, and everybody else is assuming it's usur, and they're treating it as iser, you can't come along and be mevatelit. So who is this? Who says such a concept? That you have to be machmir where something is aser? So the Bach switches around the girsa here. Three words. Look at the second to last line. Mani Rebbe Gamliel. He puts those three words in here. So Mani Rebbe Gamliel. Who is the author of that? Rebbe Gamliel. Mishum Shenemar Lo Yachel Dvaro. As we just had in the Brisa, he is the one that says that even though you don't really need hafara, you don't need hafara in the case where she makes a neder against a shibud that she has, still the husband has to be made for it, even either because it's a drabanan, or even if it's daraisa, that's the drasha bo yachel dvaro, even if it's not a neder, but it's just a dibur, still has to be made for it. But you see, the Rebbe Gamliel is the one that says, even though something is baker din is okay, you should be machmir about it. You're not allowed to say it's mutters. So that's the author of this braisa. One more line, davar acher lo yachel dvaro, same as we quoted earlier. What's another drasha that we have from lo yachel dvaro? Mikan la tamar chacham, she'en mefer nidre atzmo. The tamar chacham cannot be made for his own nidarim, lo yachel dvaro, we can't be miach his own nether, someone else has to be made for his adarim. Period. End of sugya. Yeah. Right. If it's, what do you mean in terms of malchus? Well, we've grown many things from lo yachal dvaro. Correct. So, but I don't know if each person agrees with the other person. Rabbi Gamliel learned lo yachal dvaro, but who said the acherim, the davar acher, might not be Rabbi Gamliel? I'm not sure if that would be Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, period. The Rania quotes an important principle that came up again earlier, and that is, look on the third wide line of the Rania. Big sugya. Mikan hayom Rabbi Yehuda Kohenzal. Shem noag adam shalo lechol baser v'shal lishtos yayin. Bizman miyuchad. Somebody accepts upon themselves a certain behavior. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm not going to eat meat. V'shub rosa lishtos yayin lechol baser. And all of a sudden they want to be, quote unquote, change their behavior. I want to change the behavior. I was knowing something, and now I want to change it. Tzarech heter. You need to have hatara. Right? Basically, what does this Gemara say? If there is something that is mutter, and acher menohe iser, so then you can't come along and be mutter it. This is the source, one of the sources, for the general rule of any type of behavior. Somebody accepts to do something during tefillah. Somebody accepts not to say v'shamru. Somebody accepts to say anything. And all of a sudden they want to change their behavior. So the halacha is in certain cases that a certain nihug becomes a neder, turns into a neder. If I do a behavior a certain amount of times, it turns into a neder, and therefore you need hatara. That's what the Ran here says. There is though a major machlokas rishonim, and that is, let's say I think a behavior, I do something because I think it's really usher. I think it's aser, but it's really mutter. I'm mistaken. So is that included in this principle? If I thought a certain halacha was the halacha, but it wasn't, I was wrong. But I did it. So does the principle also apply there that I need a heter and you can't be matir? That's a machlokas we've shown him. We discussed way back in Psachim Nunalf. The Tosis there says in Psachim, quoting Rabbi Nonisim Gon, if it's based on a mistake, it just falls away. It does not need heter. To hide dvar mamutarim, v'achirim nogam v'en iser, hainu sheyodim shein mutarim ve'rozim l'hachmer al atzman. That's only, the whole principle is only if you know it's mutter and you're being machmir. Avol dvarim shenogim machmas ta'us, it's a mistake. Shesvurim shehu aser v'hu mutter, it's really mutter and you think it's aser, yochol l'hater v'fnei, and then the whole thing falls away. That's the shita of Tosfos. The shita of the Rana and the Ramban here say it doesn't matter. Once people are knowing an iser, even machmas ta'us, it still requires heter. That is a machlokas we've shown him. Whether it is, what you say in that case?
What if it's not the ta'us, but you're in a place where the community has certain standards?
If you're in a place that a community has certain standards, so then that's al tzminag makam. That's what the context, that's the beginning of makam shenagu. Do you have to be, if you only did it because the place was doing it, I don't think so. Unless, maybe the people who say Toas works, that's no worse than Toas. Not sure, but that is a machlok. Machlok is going to be shown him A there. Machmas Toas doesn't need heter. Number two is another machlok is be shown him there, between the Rosh and the Ran. Let's assume, whatever the case is, let's assume it's a behavior that the Rabbim took upon themselves. Is Hatara possible? Can you be Matir? If a certain behavior took what is in the whole city, can you be matir? Or is it that like a davar shebe minyan that needs a minyan acher, needs a bezan agadol? That's another machlokas. The Rosh and Rav Rishonim say, no, you can be matir it. Be matir it. Just like it's no worse than any other neder. While the Ran there says it cannot be matired. Cannot be matir because it's a behavior that all the city took upon themselves, and it cannot be matir. The Shulchan Aruch quotes more Makel opinion. Beginning of Simin Reish Yudalin, Makel opinion can have heter, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes good advice. Shulchan Aruch quotes good advice. Beginning of Simin Reish Yudalin, he says, because of this whole discussion, make sure whenever you start a behavior, say bli neder. Shulchan Aruch has that advice. Lefichach harotza lidog biksas dharma mutarim lesyag uprishus yomer betchilas hanagaso she'inu makabel of kain beneder v'im yomer she'in b'day delono kain el pamahu o b'pamim she'yirtsev lo la'olam. Right, say you only do it for now, you'll see how it goes, but make sure you have a caveat that says that you're not doing it al neder, right, which is what we say, b'li neder, yeah? Reish yudalad. Reish yudalad in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Rama also quotes this concept that you can be matir in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Rama quotes at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, there are those that have the minug of fasting 2 days. Fasting 2 days. Right? Al Shanghai in World War II. So says the Rama, Yesh machmirim la'aso shnei yomim yom kippurim. V'yesh lozeh hatara. Yes, they add in. You can be matarit. Why? Because there are some Rishonim, I know, says the Rama, that say you can't. That's why he has to say this. V'yesh lozeh hatara. Ibn Ischai rashay lahatir b'fnei shlosha de pesav acharata. And v'hibza b'feirish, if you said b'feirish b'li neder, you don't have to. V'machakasav she'in, and then he adds, don't do this chumr, by the way. Uma v'ein linag chumr zu b'shem d'yesh locha shav adi sakana. Okay, you shouldn't. Not a good chumr, says the Rama. But that is regarding that. There is just one other ha'ara, and then we'll move on. The Marshal in the Tshuva says, this whole discussion that we pass that you can be matarit, that's only if a certain city accepted something. But if all Klal Yisrael accept something, there's no being matarit. If all Klal Yisrael accepted a behavior that all of a sudden, based on a certain need, you need a Davar Shiva Mint, you need a Bezan HaGadol to get rid of that. The context there is, for example, we talk about Chumra Derab Zera. Chumra Derab Zera, that the Gemara in Nida, that Nashim were Machmar Latzman, she Tipas Dam Kachardol, they already observe and consider themselves Zava Gadola. Right? 7 days even for Tipas Dam Kachardol. Can't get out of that. Chumra Derab Zera, the Nashim are Machmar Latzman. So again, that's even if you want to say that it started off as a minug, says the Marshal, if all of Klal Yisrael does something, there's no way to get out of it. The ain't shayach lomer lahatir becharata l'mashenogu mixas hahamon v'lo kulo avu mashenogu bo kol yisrael v'kibul aleim efshar lahatir efshar the efshar is kabis kol hagola ka'achas lahatir adaver. That's what he says. Yontif Sheni is one of them. Again, all many Yisrei Derabanan. Again, these Yisrei Derabanan might not be called minhagim. They might be called dinim. But there might be it says shal shalchem itam. It's based on a minhag, but it might have the status of a din as well. Okay. Weiter. Ba'imine, second to last line. Ba'imine, Rav Amir of Nachman. Tashmish hamitah l'rabbanon inu nefeshu odvarim shebein olaveina. Remember the first mission that we had in the Perek. First mission at the beginning of the 11th Perek. The Rabbanon say that if a woman says, I can't wash or I can't put on, I can't be miskashet, that's inu nefesh, the Rabbanon said. And Rabbi Yosi says, no, that's not inu nefesh. And then we just quoted a brisa on this amud, that if a woman says, Shalosh Shamish Bitasi, so Rabbi Yosi says, you can be made for that. So now we're asking, according to the Rabbanon, is Tashmish Amita Inui Nefesh u Bein Olaveina? It's a big nafkamina, as we said a few days ago. What's the nafkamina? Inui Nefesh, another Inui Nefesh, the Baal wipes out totally. It's gone. Bein Olaveina, it's only wiped out while they're married, or before she gets remarried. Once she gets remarried, the nether kicks in again. So according to the Rabbanon, is Tashmish Amita Inui Nefesh or Bein Olaveina? Before we answer, the Rishonim say, I have a good raya. What's the raya? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Tashmish is one of the Inuyim. Inuyim, Inui. Right? So why does the Gemara quote that? Says the Rosh, right here. One of my rayas? It's the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon. Remember, Machlokes Rishonim we mentioned yesterday. The Rosh, Tosfos, others say, only Achil of Shasi is Daraisa. Says the Rosh, this is one of my rayas. Look at the third to last line of the Rosh, on this Amud. Avagav da'avi yabi yabakipur mikrini nefesh. Still, kra asmachta ba'amahi umidrabananu da'asr. Just like Nidlas Asandal. That's the sheet of the Rosh and Tosas. They quote this Gemara. As it's only drabanan. Number one. The Numuk Yosef here has another suggestion. He says maybe there's a difference between inui and inui nefesh. Inui nefesh. It is inui. It is inui. It is some type of affliction. But it's not inui nefesh. Maybe that's the difference. He doesn't really explain that. But the Shita B'Kubetzes has an amazing chiddush. He says, from Yom Kippur, all you know that is it's inui for the man. How do we know that it's inui for the woman? That's his suggestion. Afagav the pshita lon inui nefesh de ishave leka lemifshit minei beisha. Sounds like from the Shita B'Kubetzes that Tashmish Hamita on Yom Kippur is usher de oraisa for men and de rabbanon for women. That's what it sounds like from here. Again, why that would be, it's a question, but that seems to be his shita. And that's why our Gemara, we're talking about, is it eating nefesh for the woman? Is she misanem by not having tashmish? So she says, the shita, Yom Kippur, that's only for the man, not for the woman. And someone that even daik, it's in the Rambam, very unclear. The Rambam says, it's aser shelo live ol. So does that mean only the man? Not clear whether that would be such a raya. Maybe he can be pushing into the Rambam, shelo live ol. But that is a third answer to the question. Why didn't you bring it for raya from Yom Kippur? So, yeah. Inui nefesh, the husband, once the husband is made for, that nether is knocked out forever. Beinola veina, we had at the beginning of the right, we had on, where is it? The back of the first, what Ayin Tesem Beis. Beinola veina, he's made for, but then it kicks in again after she's divorced and gets remarried. Okay, so what's the answer? So is Tashmish Amita Beinola veina, or Inui nefesh? So I'm related to it. We learned it from the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on, the Psadik says, if a woman says, Netula ani mina Yehudim, literally, I'm taken from the Jews. That's the Lashon of Neder. It's also for me to have Tashmish with the Jews. So the Mishnah there says, Yafer Chelko, he must be Mefer his Chelek, Umisham Shaso, and he can live with her. Vatenetula mina Yehudim, meaning he takes care of his own Chelek, but she's also with everybody else. So it says the Gemara, V'i Amr Neder Inui Nefesh, and if Tashmish is Inui Nefesh, Amai Tenetul Mena Yehudim. The husband's Neder should wipe out everything. So Shema Minad, Rav Shemina Levena Avin. So it must be that the Tashmish, according to the Rabbanan, is Beno Levena. Because you see, it kicks in regarding other people. It's only Mutter regarding him. Answers the Gemara, no Raya. Who says that Mishnah is the Rabbanan? It's still a question according to the Rabbanan. Why? Mishum dinatula ani mina Yehudim. That last Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi k'tani la. That's still within Rabbi Yosi shita. To Amar Rav Huna kule pirkan Rabbi Yosi, because Rav Huna says the author of our entire perek of Mishnayos is Rabbi Yosi. How do you know that? Mimai, where do you know that from? Kiva tiktani Rabbi Yosi Omer ein elu nidre ini nefesh. Move back for a moment on Ayin. Ayin Tesma Beis. Ayin Tesma Beis, the top of the Yomud. We have an extra phrase in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elu Nidri Ein Nefesh. And at the end of the Mishnah, we have Divrei Rabbi Yossi. He never stopped talking. What do you have to say an extra phrase for? So says Rav Huna, that extra phrase teaches me that the whole parak is Rabbi Yossi. Is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Lomali Sula Mishnah Harezo Yafer Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Shma Mina Mikan Ve'elach Rabbi Yossi. The entire parak is the seat of Rabbi Yossi. So you can't bring me any rayas according to the seat of the Rabbanon. What is Tashmish Hamita in their view? Okay, so we don't answer that question. And the Ran says on the third skinny line, because we don't answer the question, and we paskin like the Rabbanon, we have to be machmir. And we have to assume it's a neder of Beinola Veina, because that's the Chumrah approach. Other Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yossi, then you don't have the question. But this question is not answered. Okay, question on this. What is that exactly is that case where she says, Netul ani mina Yehudim? So the pashtus is, just like our Gemara said, the pashtus is where she says, Hana of the world is usher to me. Right? That's what she's allowed to say, because if she says, my Hana is usher to you, she's meshubed. The problem is the language of the Rosh. The Rosh says, what happens if a woman says, Konem tashmishi al kol ha'olam? My tashmish is usher on the whole world. So what should be the halach in that case? If she says, my tashmish is usher on the whole world, what would you say? Does the husband have to be made for that nether? If she says, my tashmish, it should be no. Because she's meshubed. What's the whole allowance? When do we say neder is chal? Where she says, everything's usher on me. So the focus is me. That works. But if she says, my tashmish is usher on the whole world, so she's meshubed. So the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, V'yam amra konem tashmishi akol ha'olam, yafer chelko. He must be made for his chelek. V'tei mutaris lo, achet diskarish. That's the language of the Torah in Simin Reish Lam Adal Siv Samaches. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't know what the Torah is talking about. The Mishnah, what does the Mishnah mean? Whenever she says, that's usher on me. But if she says, I'm usher on the whole world, she can't do that. She's meshubet to her husband. So what that she includes the entire world in her neder? Says the Beis Yosef, that shouldn't make a difference. She's usher to do that to her husband. She's meshubet. So already by saying that, he's alluding to the answer, which the Bach and the Prisha say. The Bach and the Prisha say no. You're right. If she would just say, I'm usher to you, tough luck. That doesn't work. She's meshubed. But if she is kolel, if she makes a neder kolel, that includes the entire world, since the neder is chal regarding the entire world, it's chal begabe the husband too, and he must be mefer. Afal pi, says the Bach. Shaisha mishubedes lo chal haneder. The neder is chal. Why? To kivan sheikir haneder hu al kol haolam viabal nechlal beinehem chal haneder bekolel afapishi mishubedes labayla nireli. That's the Bach. That's the Chiddush. Once you include the entire world, since it's chal regarding everybody, it's chal regarding you. The other way to get out of this, the Taz says, maybe the Torah is lav dafka. Lav dafka, and he meant the other lashon. So that's easy to say and difficult to say at the same time. Yeah. No, also, yeah, isn't it redundant? She's also doing the whole world anyway because she's married. Well, maybe if she gets divorced. So she's taking it now, but so what? It applies up. Or maybe if she's Mizane, you know, it's another Isser. Not just Gili Arias, but it's Loyachal Dvaro. Okay. Sorry?
Someone says
that? What? That it's just added on an Isser?
The Mefarish.
I don't remember.
Top line.
Top one line where? Looks at this garish. Okay, when she gets divorced. Just one other tshuva related to Dvarim Shel Ini Nefesh, because we're finished with the sugi now, we're going to go on to something else. There's a tshuva of the Radvaz that I saw last night, where he was asked, a man and a woman both had very severe headaches. Severe headaches. This is Aleph Taf Nun Dalet. Ish v'ishto shayicholim choli arosh. V'nadra ish, all of a sudden, the woman, during this time, makes a nether that she's moving to Israel. La'alos the Yerushalayim. The hechma shabal, the Baal doesn't say a word, v'lo hefer. Right, so the question is, does she have to be Makai in the Neder? That's the Shiloh that she got. They both were very sick, they had headaches, and all of a sudden she made this Neder, and the Baal says, Baal didn't say anything. So Tshuva, Mikami Tami Les Mashasha Bai Nidra. For a number of reasons, the Neder has no Mamashas, says the Radvaz. Number one, Chada, Kivan She'en Laba Melalzu Yerushalayim, since she has no money, they have no money, Ein Lecha Ones, called the Mizu. Doesn't have to go because it's Ones. It's Ones. She has no way to get there. Vadavar Barur. Ki ha Anus Pater Mishvuo Mineder Mimamon. Right? She's Anus. Number one. Number two. Im Yavarish Lohaya Daito Allah Bishasha Shasak Okiyim. If we could figure out that the Baal had the headache and that's why he didn't say a word. He wasn't focusing. It's not that this is Yom Shamo, really. He couldn't focus. Ain kan beis meichush. Shahare ain lecha nidre inu nefesh goldom izeh. Number one, because this is definitely an inu nefesh neder. If she moves away, why? Shem telech mi yishem shenu. If she moves away, who's going to live with him? Im kem hayyachal lahafer. He definitely can be mefer. V'kibet de ba'osa shalo hayarotui lakam lo lafar. Since he was sick, ain shtikas o shtika doesn't count. And only the day he feels better and realizes that's considered Yom Shamo. Ubi Yom Shamar al Daito v'nisrapa mecholyo hari yuki Yom Shmua v'mhech reshkiyim v'mhefer mufar. Number two. Number three, then he quotes also, Fia Lashon, maybe she was sick when she made the neder. She didn't really mean it. Forget him. Maybe she wasn't serious about it. She had a headache and she wasn't sure what she was saying. So again, if that's true, then also the neder doesn't count. Because you need pivalibo shavin by a neder. And then he even adds at the end, don't we say Nishma Lakayim as a mitzvah, you can't be materit? So maybe I shouldn't be looking for excuses. Nishma Lavatal as a mitzvah, she's going to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Radvaz, and this is a major machlokes, it's 2 days in the Magen Avraham and Ilcha Shabbos. Says the Radvaz, it's not a mitzvah just to go visit. It's only a mitzvah to go live. And she just wanted to go visit in this case. So this is not included in Ein Matirin with Dvar Mitzvah. Hacha Mitzvah Shalo Yatira Neder Bishvila. The Bishlamim Haya Neder Ladur Birushalayim Ikalamim Ad Bishal Ladur Beretz Yisrael. Avalalos Lazaida. I don't know where that is. Veloshuv Miyad Ein Kan Mitzvah Rabba. He said maybe it's a little Mitzvah Ketana. Right, the Gemara, the Magen Avraham goes 2 days in Hilchah Shabbos about you're allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos, since you're not allowed to go traveling in the Gemara. Right, before Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can. You can before Shabbos. But the Gemara says if it's L'Dvar Mitzvah, you can even go. You can't close the Shabbos. If it's L'Dvar Mitzvah, you can. So what about going to Eretz Yisrael for a visit? 2 days of the Magen Avraham, whether that's called L'Dvar Mitzvah or not. Right, whether that Gemara, the end of Ksubis, if you walked out of Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Right, it's Ki'ilu Makal Panei Ashchino and all the great Chazals. So does that apply if one just goes visit there? So here he takes the approach that it's not a Mitzvah Rabbah. Not a Mitzvah Rabbah. Either way, that is just a Tshuva of the Radvaz. Okay, let's go weiter. Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Shmuel says in the name of Levi. Rashi in Chulin says that the word Mishmei always means that he did not hear it from him, but he heard the Shmuel from other people in the name of Levi. Rashi in Chulin daf Yud Zayin Amabez. Rashi says that he proves it because a lot of times he had Mishmeis from people who lived much earlier than the person talking. So Mishmei means Shmuel heard from others Mishmei de Levi. Kol Nadarim Baal Mefer LeIshto Chutz Min Hanasi Aploni. All Nadarim, the husband can be Mefer from his wife, right? He can be Mefer Nadarim. All Inui Nefesh Nadarim. says the Ran, except where she says, my hana is asur on so-and-so. Because that's not in your nefesh. My hana is asur on so-and-so. What does that have to do with the husband and the wife? She'ein a mefer. That he cannot be mefer, because that's not in your nefesh. What's the havamina? What's the havamina? If she says, I can't do anything to him. So the Shalmei Nedarim says that maybe it is because maybe even if she's upset that she made a neder, she was pekas, she was angry at that guy. So you might think she's going to have charata later on. She'll regret it. So what? That's not Inu Nefesh. That's not enough of Inu Nefesh that she's upset that she was angry. But, Aval Hana'as Ploti Alay Mefer. But if a woman says, I can't get Hana'a from so-and-so, I can't get Hana'a from so-and-so, he can be Mefer. That's Inu Nefesh. Even though it's only from one person. He can be mefer. Tanan, is that really true? Our Mishnah. Paris Medina Zu Allah Yavilah Mi Medina Cheres. Our Mishnah said, what did our Mishnah say? If she says, I'm not allowed to get fruit, I'm not allowed to get hana from fruit from this country, so what? So get from a different country. So what do you see from there? If she singles out one area, no hafara. So why here? Why does Levi say, if she singles out one guy, he can be made for it? What do you mean? From our Mishnah, it shows that it's not in Nefesh. From one place. What's the difference between from one place and one person? So Amar Rabbi Yosef to Kamar Shetavi. No, what's our Mishnah talking about? Why in our Mishnah is he not made for it? Because it was a very limited neder. She says to her husband, honey, it's usher for me to get fruit from that country that you bring me. Somebody else brings me, that's fine. That's why he can't be made for it. Because that's not Inu Nefesh, because let somebody else bring it. Tashma, or similar, the next line of the Mishnah. Peiros hechan v'nizu alai in yochalo hafer. If she says, I can't get benefit from fruit of this storekeeper, he cannot be mefer. Again, what's the difference between one storekeeper and one place? So hachanami tika amr shetav yata. Again, our Mishnah is a very limited neder, and that's why he cannot be mefer it. Period. Lo haisa parnasaso el men haizeh yafer. What about the last line of the Mishnah? The last line of the Mishnah says, if this is the only storekeeper that gives her a line of credit, then he can be mefer. So they ask her 1 minute. The Amr to Amr Shetavi Ata. If the whole Mishnah is only talking about a case where she's specifying her husband bringing, meaning, what's the case? If she says, you cannot bring me from this storekeeper, so why can't he be made for in that case? So let somebody else bring. Amma Yafer. So the Gemara says, you're right, we reject the whole thing. The Mishnah can't be about that specific case where she says, you cannot bring me. It must be general. It must be general where she says, I can't get benefit from this storekeeper for this country. So then we're back to the question then. We're back to the question of, so what's the difference between our Mishnah and Levi? Levi says, if she says, I can't get benefit from that person, he can be made for it. That is Inu Nefesh. But our Mishnah says, I can't get hana from that place, that person, Chenvani, he cannot be made for it. What's the difference? So Ella, there are three different gersos. Let's go with the Ran's gerso. That seems to be the smoothest. Look at the Ran. It's about halfway down in the wide lines, like five lines into the Tosfos, where Tosfos started. Ella, the Rana quotes three gersos. Let's go with the Rana. Ela mi de seifa de kamaisa hi, havi reisha na mi de kamaisa hi, kachi ikir hagirsa, says the Rana. Meaning, just like the seifa is talking about a case where anybody brings, even she brings herself, so to the reisha, meaning the mishnah is about a case where anybody brings, not specific to where the husband brings. Ela, so now back to the last line of the Gemara, reisha in yachal hafer v'te kamaisa hi. Every case is where even she could bring. What's the answer to the stira? The answer is, who are we talking about? As we said above, that this whole parak is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has a smaller definition of what Inui Nefesh is. So if he has a small definition, that's what the Mishnah says, he can't be made for it in that case. Levi is asking, is talking within the shita of the Rabbanon, who has they have a wider definition of Inui Nefesh, and that's why, even if she only singles out one guy, I can't get enough from that guy, he can be made for it. That's already called Inui Nefesh. So it's really a machlokes. The Mishnah is within Rabbi Yossi, and Levi is within the Rabbanon. The Gemara then adds, Umay in Yochal HaFer, and by the way, what does our Mishnah mean that he can't be made for it? Mishamini Nefesh. That's only regarding Inu Nefesh he can't be made for it. Aval Mefer Nedarim Shebeinu Levinah. But Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's Beinu Levinah, and he would be able to be made for it in this case where she singles out one place or one chedvari. The Ran is bothered what the Gemara has to add in those two lines for. The Gemara answered the question. This is the Rabbanah, this is Rabbi Yossi. What do we have to add on? And even Rabbi Yossi, you have to realize, is going to allow hafara. So he says something, which is a chiddush. We're not going to explain it now. We're just going to say it. The Ran says in the last couple of skinny lines of the Ran, why do we have to say that Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi, holds he can be made for it? Says the Ran as follows. If Rabbi Yossi would hold that you cannot be made for it at all, it's not even Beino Leveina, then it's impossible that the Rabbanon would call it Inui Nefesh. That's all the Ran says. Again, why does the Gemara have to say that Rabbi Yossi would agree that you can be made for it for Bein Olaveina? Because if he would say it's not even Bein Olaveina, the Rabbanan would not say it's Inu Nefesh. At most, they would say it's Bein Olaveina. You can't have such a wide-ranging machlokas that Rabbi Yossi says it's nothing, and the Rabbanan say it's even Bein Olaveina, it's even Inu Nefesh, which is a smaller category. That's what the Ran says. Maybe it's just because he doesn't want to have such a wide-ranging machlokas. But it says the Ran, that's why that is added in. Period. Okay. Next question. So the Gemara now has a machlokas. It's formulated as either a machlokas or a question, as we'll see. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Let's go with the Ran's pshat of the Gemara. Nad Rabbi Shtei Kikaros. Ba'achas misana, ba'achas ein misana. A woman makes a neder. Those two challahs are usher to me. One of the challahs is delicious and hot and warm and fresh, and the other challah is moldy and disgusting. So she doesn't really mind making a neder not to eat a disgusting moldy challah. There's no inu nefesh there. But she makes a one package neder. Those two are usher to me. So one is eating nefesh, one is not eating nefesh. So mitoch shehu meifel l'misana, meifel she'inu misana. The Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shmuel says, since once he's being made for the inu nefesh challah, so he could also be made for the eno inu nefesh challah. Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, Mefer l'masana, Mefer l'sheinu masana. Rav Yochanan says, no, be Mefer the inu nefesh challah and not the other one. There's two separate things. V'ikad Amri, others have this as a question answer, not a machlokes. Boy minei Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi asked from Rav Yochanan, Nadra mishneki karos, b'achas masana, b'achas in masana mahu, what's the halacha? Amar lei Mefer l'masana, Mefer l'sheinu masana. You can be made for the Misana one, meaning Rabbi Yochanan answered like his shita. Ravasi didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ravasi answered Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan answered. So what's this machlokas about? Why should you be able to be made for the Eino Misana? It's not even nefesh that challah. So why does it work together? So the Ran, a couple of pshatim. Number one, the Ran outside. The Ran says that given number one, we know the Baal can be made for Nedarim Shel Inu Nefesh. Given number two, we know a Baal has to be made for the entire neder. Let's learn that from the word Yefirenu. We quote the drasha later on. Put those two together. He can be made for Inu Nefesh. He must be made for the whole neder. So if he's only made for half the neder here, then it's not going to work. So then it'll come out that he can't be made for this neder of Inu Nefesh. But that's not true. He must be able to be made for the neder of Inu Nefesh. So it must be that it's a package deal. That's the shita of Shmuel. That once we know that he can be made for the neder of Inu Nefesh, and we know that he has to be made for the whole neder, so therefore it must be that here you say Al Gilgal. Right, agav grara. Once he's made for half, he can be made for the other half. And the other day, Rabbi Yochanan says, "No. What do you mean? What does it mean? He has to be made for the whole nether, the whole nether that he's able to be made for, meaning the inu nefesh side of it. He's not made for the whole thing." That's how the Ran interprets the machlokas. The Rush says, "You know why? Maybe Shmuel holds he can be made for the other half because even that other putrid challah, maybe there's a little inu nefesh. It's still a challah. You can get nutrition from it. Maybe it is a little." Inu nefesh, b'miksa, says the Rush. Maybe that's why it could work. The Ritva quotes a different shot. Why could it be made for the other half? Maybe because it's even though it's not inu nefesh for this woman, maybe it's inu nefesh for other people. Maybe it's inu nefesh for her. So let's not take my case that it's putrid and moldy. Maybe it's something that she dislikes. Maybe it's something that she hates it. She hates this type. She hates raisins. She hates raisin challah. Right? So it's not inu nefesh. So the Ritva says it's inu nefesh for somebody else. So it objectively is inu nefesh. That's why it can work. And we'll end off with just one other point, and that is, not here asked in the Rush, but it's something that we referred to earlier in the, I'm sorry, not here in the Ran. The Ran quoted it earlier, and that is, why does this whole discussion get off the ground? Didn't we have a principle, neder, shehuter miksaser, huter kulo? We had a whole discussion of that, adaf chaf dal, adaf chaf hey. So what about neder shehufer miksaser, hufer kulo? You don't say that? So the Ran says, no, we had the Ran earlier, no. The Rush here says a beferish. No, you know why? A neder that's hutar miksaso, what had a tatara work, it's uprooted meikaro. So the whole thing is wiped out. But hafar is right now, it's meikas guys, it's cut. We paskin. So that's why you cut off half of it, the other half still exists. That's how the Rush answered the question, exactly what the Ran said earlier. What the Mefarish says is not clear, and this will finish. The last line of the Mefarish here, the Mefarish says, why don't you say Hutar Miksaso Hutar Kulo? He says, Hataras Chacham is Adif. And Hafaras Habal, you don't say that. So what does that mean, Adif? So the Shalmi Nedarim has a long piece. Why doesn't it just say what the Rush said? It sounds like there's some other meaning here. So he tries to figure out exactly if the Mefarish is different. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow we talk a little bit more about Nazirus and Hespedim.